Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Hello, San Antonio and South Texas. Thank you for tuning in to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm your host, Randy Adams, here at KTSA 550 AM, and we're going to open up the lines for any kind of questions. No, there's no dumb questions, there's just crazy answers, and some answers you won't like to hear. I want to thank you for calling 599-5555 and 800-299-KTSA. And if you don't have a computer and you have a question or you'd like to talk to me, you can call me at my office, 830-625-7159. We'll get to you one way or another. I'll give you a call back. I'll answer your question. If you want to sell us your car, I want to buy your car. You can go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and walk through an easy description of your car, and we'll make you an offer. That way, you know what your car is worth. You know what to do with it, where to go with it. If you're trying to trade it, recently we've upped the prices on used cars because we've had some dealers not give them people enough money for their trade. And they said, well, here, Randy Adams wanting to give this kind of money with my reputation around. The dealer will step up and give the money. At least the people get the fair amount for their car. I hope they follow my instructions on how to buy the car. You know, being prepared, taking pen and paper, make sure you write down whatever the salesman says. Make sure he honors his word. And also take a calculator so you can add up the payments, see exactly what you're paying for the car. I had a lady in the other day said she was getting 3.5% interest rate on a used car. I knew that wasn't quite correct, but a dealer will tell you anything. It doesn't matter to them. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear. And then she didn't know how many months payments that she was going to have, and they told her I was giving her $5,000 for a $3,000 car, but she didn't know the price of the car. Now, how do you know what you're really trading for? She didn't know how many months she was going to pay. She knew that she was going to be paying $275. Well, dealers will leave a lot of things out, so you're not prepared. You're not ready. You're just buying on one thing. Oh, I'm getting $5,000 for my car, but real money you're not. We see these clunkers going around, all these big sales. You see these big advertisements going around right now? They're not true. I see these guys claiming they're giving $4,500 trade-in, and I watch them at the auction sell the cars for $500 to $1,000. They're just overpricing their car, and you're not ready. You're not getting a price before you're ready to sign up. We want you to shop the world. We want to teach you on the Internet. You can go to autotrader.com, cars.com. Express News has a website. There's so many websites out there. You can search the world in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes for the car that you want to buy. Make sure you buy what you need, what you want. Weigh up what you need. What kind of fuel mileage? What kind of carrying capacity? How many people you're carrying around? If you go on a vacation or what you're going to pull with. And some people I've recommended here lately and they're following through on it. If you're not trusting your car and you need to go on a vacation, go rent a car. It's cheaper than buying a car. And that way, you know that you've got a good car, a late model car, and if something goes wrong, the rent car people will take care of it. A friend of mine just took a long trip with one and came back, and he said, man, that was a great idea. I went in comfort, got better fuel mileage. I wasn't worried about breaking down. I love that deal. And I said, well, that's better than trying to buy something when you don't really need nothing. And he doesn't travel very much. He don't put many miles on his unit, so he don't need to trade. Thank you for calling KTSA 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And I want to give you my 2 cents for today. You know, what's going on in this world today? Are we hanging around the right people? Who's influencing you? Is the television influencing you? Are you hanging around the people that'll improve you and you can learn something from? Too many of us are wasting time. We got valuable time on this earth. And the older you get, the more you're on short time. So spend your time with somebody that'll improve your life, lift you up, inspire you, keep you in a good mood, don't want to fight with, argue with you. Just work with everybody. And, you know, we hang out with the wrong people. They drive us down the wrong road. They'll lie to us, and they'll tell us how they love their vehicle, and they're driving a piece of junk, or what a great deal. I had a friend of mine the other day tell me what a great deal he got on a car, And he was telling me, oh, man, I made this great buy. Of course, then when we looked it up, what they're bringing at the auctions, he didn't feel so great about it. I'd hated to bring him down to his knees, but then he kept agging on. He said, yeah, you can't buy these cars at the auction for that price. So I pulled it up on my phone and showed it to him. There's lots of things going on. We want dealers to make money. We just don't want them to rip you off. We want you prepared at all times to make the right decisions and do the right things. And we're about to put on my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, my vision. The way I want to live life is 1 Timothy 3:1-4. Look that up, because I try to live to be the best person I can be. I know I enjoy learning, and I enjoy teaching. I want to teach you everything that I know about the car business. We all go to school for something, anything. They got schools for everything in the world, but we don't have schools to learn and buy, sell cars. I want to teach you to be able to teach others. That way, everybody that's around you will know how to make the right choices. We also want you to take your money, because that's hard-earned money that you've got in your pocket, and make the right decisions, buy the right cars. You know, we want to make the right decisions and be in control. You want to be in control of what you're making decisions on, what you're buying. When you go to the grocery store, you know what you're going to buy. You know what you're going to spend, how much you can afford. Same way you ought to be on buying a car or a truck. I have 45 years of experience in the business, and I want to share with you everything you need to know and what I know. Relationships are forever, and that's how long I want this relationship to last. I want you to have the education that will stay with you forever, because knowledge is power, and you can do this. Proverbs 1:5 says, let the wise listen and add to their learning. I want to learn. I have desire to learn. I enjoy learning. Do you have that same situation? Are you dogmatic and you know too much already? You know, I told you before that the people are dogmatic and know everything. They're easy to sell. Just convince them that they're right. Convince that they're saying the right things. And you can keep on selling them. You know, you're right. You're right. Just keep telling them, you know. And they'll sell themselves. And then you can make plenty of money. I listened to a guy on the other channel the other day, on the other station here in San Antonio. And he was telling everybody, yeah. What? And he read off the email. The people came in. One of my preferred customers, and I sent them to a Toyota store, and the Toyota store gave them a price over the phone, and wow, the people went in. Of course, they had a better price, and the dealer dropped another $1,000. What? How'd he state it? Well, you know, I just get the preferred customer, and they have an opportunity to go in there, but I don't give the prices to everybody the same way. I want my customers to be, well, why didn't they give them that price to begin with? You know, you need to be ready. You need to search. You know, just don't look at one dealership. And we're coming up on income tax time, and I keep telling everybody, be prepared for income tax time and don't get rapid return. Save your money. We're going to have a short note season this year, because I really feel like there's a lot of people out there that's going to take that income tax check, and they're going to get caught up on their past bills. And if you got any cash left, you need that cash to buy the best automobile, the best transportation you can make. And while we're talking about that, don't take your car to a title loan place. It's 330% interest. You can't overcome that. Sell me your car. I'll buy it. I'll give more than the title loan people will give. You can go tend to your business and get your transportation, because what's going to happen, you borrow $5,000, you're going to owe 930 days and another 20 months of that, you're going to pay over $20,000 for a $5,000 loan. You're going to make two or three payments of $900, and you can't make the fourth one. They're going to come pick up the car. You done paid them half the money back. That's not a great deal. Come sell me your car or sell it to somebody. Find out what it's worth. You can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, my website. Will tell you what your car is worth. Then you can sell it to a friend. I don't care who you sell it to. I want you to end up with the most money out of it you can get. I want the opportunity. There's some big box stores that buy cars around here every day. And every time I go up against them, I beat them 9 out of 10 times. You need options. Don't just walk in the first store and sell your car. Shop it around. Clean it up. Get it detailed. If it needs tires and you're running on air, get you some tires so it'll sell better, sell for more money, and safer for you to drive. take this time to get it shined up. Be proud of it, and it'll bring more money. And we're also doing a lot of business with True Car and USAA. They're great people. They're selling us cars. We bid on cars of their customers. We're winning the bid about 60 to 70% of the time. I love those people. So shop your interest rate around because everybody's searching for these customers. Now back to the pay here people. All the lots are full. Shop price. Don't walk into the first place and get excited because somebody wants to finance you. There's 5,000 dealers around here that'll finance you. That's not the only place. So get out and look for the best opportunity, the best buy you can make. I had a little situation come up the other day in my lot. I had man and wife in there and they couldn't agree on nothing. And you know, lots of times these dealers know that when the wife is making the decision, you sell her first and then the husband last. Well, these two couldn't get along for 5 minutes. I told them I didn't care what they bought. They were never going to agree on nothing. So when you get ready and you take your wife or you take your husband to buy a car, plan it out before you get to the car lot. You don't need all that drama there at the car lot and just make sure you know what y'all are looking for. Be in agreement before you leave. Be in agreement what you're going to spend. Be in agreement what your interest rate ought to be. How long you're going to keep the car. You know, a lot of people don't stop and think about how long they're going to keep their car. You know, what's the average? You know, some people say it's 5 years, but I'm going to tell you, I bought cars that are 3 and 4 months old. People bought them, realize they don't like it. We had a guy call the other day, he bought a 15 Mitsubishi. He wanted to get off it. Hey, we all make mistakes. We all make the wrong decisions and the wrong choices. Don't beat yourself up over it. As long as you bought the car right the first time, you're going to lose a little and go on. You drive over that curb, your old car's going to lose $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Some of these, you're going to lose $10,000. A friend of mine bought a new Mercedes for $130,000. He lost $30,000 over the curb. I mean, so be prepared. Make a wise decision so that you're happy with the car afterwards. We don't want you to buy one in the next 2 or 3 weeks, be ready to off it. But, you know, these cars are made to run for a long time. We're seeing cars with over 200,000 miles. So you get one, it's good transportation. Keep driving it. Don't stop. Keep going. Save that money. Put that money in the bank like you're making payments on a $500 a month payment, and that way you got cash to buy the next vehicle. I want to thank KTSA at here at 5:50 a.m. because they're a family to me. They've treated me so well. I appreciate them coming in and teaching me so much. The radio business is a lot different than I thought. I thought I knew something. I didn't. I thought I was going to come in here and do a lot of different things. I won't. I can't. So I've learned so much from KTSA. They're really a family. They're out to help you. They want to help you every day. They want to improve your health. They want to improve your real estate buys. They want to improve you every way they can. And that's why they brought me on to this show. They want me to help you to make the better decisions on purchasing and selling your car. Detail your car. Take options. Get out there and find out who will give the most for that car. There's times when I can't give the most. I buy from companies. I just bought 26 trucks off of one company. Of course, that was a nightmare Thursday out in the mud and the rain trying to pull some of them out. But we got a few coming in, and we got a bunch more to buy. We've sold some hotel 15-passenger vans, some hotels. We've got some their trades. They're not worth a whole lot. They're kind of rough and high miles. But, you know, we'll buy a $100 car or we'll buy a $100,000 car. It doesn't matter to us. I'm still working on that Ferrari because the man paid a lot of money and he's not going to get that money in return. So we'll buy any and everything, running, driving, bad motor, bad transmission, wrecked. Whatever you've got's got some value. Turn it into cash. Don't let it eat money sitting there not doing anything with it. Make sure that you get an opportunity to sell it. Go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com. Go through that easy description of what your car is, and we'll make you an offer. I want to tell you that the market right now has gone up a little bit. We're going to see a market change. We're going to see it ride a little bit higher for the next probably 45 days. The boom time's going to be February 15th to probably April 5th, 1st. And that's because the income tax checks are coming in. I've had a dealer call me, a new car dealer call me and said, how's this oil field going to affect us? And I said, well, it's going to slow a little bit down, but we're not generated. The car business is not generated on the oil field business. And then right after that, I get a call from San Antonio Auction. They're wanting to know how the oil field business is going to affect our economy and our business. And it's really not going to affect much. I really don't think so, because cars, we always need them. We always need trucks. Now, the company units might get a little tougher to sell, but overall, cars are not going to slow down. We don't have enough good, clean cars out there. That's why I've had a friend of mine call me, and he said, I want a 13 Honda Accord. And I said, go buy a new one. He said, no, I want to buy a 13 with low miles. I said, there's not enough price difference on it. Go over there, shop about 10 Honda dealers, get the best price, get it in writing, go over there, get your financing lined up, and buy you a new Honda, because a 13 is going to cost you just a little bit less than a new one. So take this time and really evaluate what the market is going to do, because people with cash, it's going to be a little tougher to buy a car till about April 15th. And when it slows down, you'll take your cash and you'll get back to buying some good, cheap transportation. I want to thank you for, this is KTSA 550 AM. I want to thank you that we have three shows on KTSA. We have Saturday morning at 5 a.m., and I can't believe we're getting so much response, calls, and emails off the 5 o'clock show. I want to thank you listeners for listening at the 5 o'clock show. We have a Saturday evening 9 to 10 p.m. show, and then we have a 6:30 Sunday evening 6:30 p.m. show. But I cannot believe the response and the emails. We had a lot of people call KTSA and tell them they liked our show to keep us on, and I thank you for that. And then we've had a lot of emails. And Arnie, my old co-host, he's celebrating Green Bay's victory tonight, I imagine. He's not here tonight, but he's even had a bunch of emails and people thanking him. We're out to help you. We're out to teach you. We're out to share the information that you need every day in purchases. But I mean, you'd make that way. You do the same thing when you're purchasing something else. Why not do that for your automobile? Why not take your time, know what you're going to spend? You know what you got in your pocket and your bank account. If you're out buying groceries or if you're out buying a TV, whatever you buy. I mean, people research TVs. I got a buddy who's been researching TVs for a year. The one he was thinking about buying's already out of date. So, I mean, he's done started all over. He's going to buy him a new TV, but it may take him another year, and those will be out of date. So, I mean, we need to continually look at the car market, continually to ask questions, talk to your friends that's bought a car, look at the paper every once in a while, see what's for sale. These new car dealers, now, you want to take the paper with you if they've got a special deal on something. And just like the caller emailed us, that was an email the other day, Arnie was asking me about with the dealer's incentives. Now, some of them rebates go back to the dealer, and some have a chance to come back to the purchaser. You can go to the manufacturers and see what those are. Make sure some of these get up as high as $2,000 to $3,000. And right now, I think there's $6,000 on some things. So don't miss that money. That's your money if you're buying that unit. It comes along with the car. So that's a great opportunity for you to know, get out there and buy that car. We're going to take a break in just a minute here. And we've got open line at 599-5555, 800-299-KTSA. Thank you for listening. We're enjoying being on the show at all times.
Hey, it's a new year. Out with the old and in with the new. If you need to buy or sell a vehicle, I can help. My name's Randy Adams. I buy cars and trucks for cash, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you own a vehicle and you want to sell it fast for a fair price, call me at 830-625-7159. Any car, any condition, any price range, 830-625-7159, or visit learntobuyandsellcars.com.
Welcome, Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to KTSA 550 AM. You're listening to Randy Adams on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Walked in San Antonio auction the other day, and, man, I had dealers all telling me they're listening to my show. Thank you all, dealers, for listening to my show. And they all said, be sure and tell everybody how bad title loans are. They're 330%. We keep telling you. Sell your car. Sell it to me. Sell it to somebody else. Sell it to a friend. Get all the money you can. You can go to us. Go through our website. You can find out what the car is worth so you can sell it to somebody else. Remember that, you know, that's your money. And if you take it to a title loan place, they're going to tack on 330% interest. I can't believe how many dealers are listening to my show, but I sure appreciate it because they know that there's lots of good dealers out there, lots of good dealers. San Antonio's got a lot of good dealers, but they got a lot of dealers that won't give you a price. They want to know how much you can afford a month. Oh, yeah. Can you afford $500 a month? What about the price? Well, I mean, you know, we'll tell you any interest rate you want to know, but can you afford $500? Well, what's the price? If they won't give you a price, these boots are made for walking in a song. Get up and go. Don't hang around. Write that price down on a piece of paper. Now, what's your best price? Get that price down. Make sure that they don't charge you any details or any extra charges or any transportation or dealer prep. You don't need to be paying that. Be wise to that. Tell them, no, I'm not going for that. I'll walk. Hey, they're wanting to sell the car to you. They're trained assassins. They don't want you to leave. They got all the books. They got all the sales meetings. They don't want you to leave. They want your money. Their job is to get every dime out of you they can. Get the most monthly payment they can. Get everything they get. They're trained. They're ready. Their sales manager's sitting in that tire wanting to know how come you haven't bought that car. What do we need to tell you in order to buy that car? So number one thing, get a price. Get the solid price. Shop the price. Know the price. Know an idea what the market is before you go in to buy the car. We want you prepared so you know exactly that you don't get taken, ripped off, and paying for a mistake and buying something you don't buy. If you go in there to buy a certain unit, stick to it. They'll say you want it's old age or got a bonus on it. I know some bonus. I've seen bonuses where the profit all goes to the salesman. I knew years ago there was a bunch of vans sitting at a dealership. And you're not going to believe this. You couldn't give them away. They bought too many of them. And a brilliant man, owner of the dealership said, hey, I'm going to give my salesman all the profit to dump these vans. And you wouldn't believe how fast those vans flew out of that dealership and how much money those salesmen made. Them salesmen put their selling shoes on and they did everything. People walked in there looking for a little car, walked out with a conversion van. People walked in there wanting a pickup, walked out with a conversion van. So they wasn't prepared. They got to know exactly what they're going to buy. And you got to know what you're going to buy because they're prepared. They're well trained. I'm trained, but I want to train to teach you to be prepared. Pride will cost you money. When you go in there and you know it all, it will cost you a lot of money. So be prepared. We don't want you hurt. We don't want you paying. We don't want you hating the car. How many times you bought a unit and you hated it? You hate looking at it. Man, I've seen a bunch of situations. I see people walking up to me, bringing me cars. They've owned it for 3-4 months. Couldn't afford it. Didn't fit their family. Didn't like it. Wasn't what they wanted to buy it. I'm telling you, it is really a crazy, crazy business. But we want you ready. We want you prepared. We love you. We love you, San Antonio. We want you to have the knowledge and the education. Our website's got classes that's coming up. Our website's getting better every day. We're trying to improve it to help you. We're going to walk around cars, show you how to look at a car that's been painted on or damaged before. Hey, if you take all the cars off the market that's been in an accident, 60% of them leave it today. So, yeah, we've got a call on right now. His name's Randy. Thank you for calling KTSA 550 AM.
Hello?
Yes, Randy.
Hello?
Yes, Randy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Randy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. I've heard that the one of the best ways to get a good deal on a vehicle is to just go online and email your salesman back and forth instead of being in the showroom. And, I, you know, I've never tried that, but that way you're not in the showroom under pressure.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's what we tell people to do. We tell them get online.
Oh.
We get online and shop the best price and email the man and make sure that way you can copy it off and make sure they got the right price. Make sure there's what the final price is going to be. That way you can line up your financing. And we also talk about if there's an option, let them finance it if they're only bumping you about a percent or so over what you can get your money for. That way you can talk to your banker. They usually have a book and they'll tell you what book price is anyway. And that way, no, that's what we're recommending. Autotrader.com, cars.com, all these websites, they've got views. Now you can also, like I told, my buddy on the Honda store, go to 10 Honda's websites and get your best price. Get the car you want, the color you want. You know, he's wanting me to find a 13. I may not have had the right color, may not have had the right equipment, may not have had the right miles, and I wanted him happy. I don't want an unhappy friend for sure. Sure don't want to sell him something. Man, I wished I hadn't bought that color. I wished I'd have got this equipment.
Yeah.
Just too much. But, no, you're doing it the right way. Get online. Shop the price.
Yeah.
And email it back and forth and get prepared.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
that's all I wanted to say, comment on that.
Well, and also, if you're buying it that way, make sure that don't buy extended warranty now. Hey, you may not own the car forever. And you can't get that warranty money back. Plus, if you're buying a new car, it's already got extended warranty. You don't need to buy a warranty. And I'm going to tell you, there's so many warranty places out there now. Plus, the manufacturer will be calling you, and they want to sell you a warranty. Plus, the dealership's not making any money on it. I'm sorry to say about that. But, you know, don't buy a warranty right away. And most of the time.
People need to make sure they get their gap insurance back, prorated. If they have gap insurance.
Well, I wouldn't buy gap insurance.
Yeah.
That's
I've bought it before only because I owe so much more than what the vehicle's worth because I don't put down down payments. And
okay.
But that's why I was just saying
that. Well, hey, you can beat them up on that price. Don't go for the first price. Shop around and gap. There's also aftermarket gap.
Yeah, that's what I thought and they kind of looked at me kind of strange, like I didn't know what I was talking about.
Randy, I sure appreciate you calling. I thank you, San Antonio, for tuning in. It's been a great day in San Antonio. I love you. I hope I help you. Call me at 830-625-7159. If you have any questions, you need any help, go to learnandbuyandsell.cars.com. Thank you, San Antonio. I love you.